Live from KQED News, I'm Ariana Prail. The Supreme Court today gave cities more power to police homelessness. It ruled cities can ban unhoused people from sleeping outside, even if they have nowhere else to go. KQED's Vanessa Rancagno reports the decision will impact an ongoing lawsuit in San Francisco.
That suit about encampment clearings was on pause pending the Supreme Court's decision. But Nisha Kashyap, one of the lawyers for unhoused plaintiffs in the lawsuit, said Friday's decision would not derail their case.
The claims related to the city's practice of widespread property destruction, the claims related to the city's failure to accommodate unhoused people with disabilities, those claims are unaffected by today's decision and can and will proceed.
In statements, Mayor London Breed and City Attorney David Chu said the ruling would give them greater flexibility to manage encampments and that they're working together to adjust the city's policies in accordance with the Supreme Court's ruling. I'm Vanessa Rancagno, KQED News.
Residents attending San Francisco Pride this weekend can expect to see lots of police, both at the parade and at other events. SFPD Chief Bill Scott says officers will be deployed throughout the city.
We always have to be ready for anything and everything when it comes to threats, when it comes to protecting the public and making sure that people have a safe Pride event.
In early May, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued a public service announcement warning about a heightened risk of threats to Pride Month celebrations throughout the country. Scott said the department is not aware of any specific threats in San Francisco. I'm Ariana Prail, KQED News.